Are you gonna tell me what's going on?
I would, but I think explaining it might give us both an aneurysm.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Gab a hat in front of counter wants Prozac for his 3-year-old child, who he calls a dog. The dong dong gongs when the dong dong gongs. And another woman being seduced by a ghost. I don't know what's going on in England, but there's a lot of women being seduced by ghosts. I know I'm wearing a dong gong. It's my traditional Victorian garb. We all wore dong gongs back then. It's how we protected our dong.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kids. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. You heard it here last. That's it. That's all I'm going to say now. I'm going to cut that down. We're going to find a way to cut that down. You know,
we might need to switch up the aliens, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to do?
We need a new one.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
What should we do?
We'll brainstorm.
We could bring back.
We could.
Or we had.
Yep.
Or occasionally there was a.
Yes. Yes.
I really liked. That's been a good one for us. But, you know, you do have to change it up. And
well,
so,
you do, because a lot of people, maybe new listeners, have never heard the Aliens episode.
They have no idea what Aliens means.
And I heard somebody say, what is that sound in the beginning?
I know. They can't even understand what it really means.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
And there's a lot of reviews that refer to the Aliens. Like, not sure what that Aliens is at the beginning, but I like it. So we'll find some other sound bite. Maybe it can be the... gotta get some cocaine! No? You don't want to start off with that one?
I don't know. Start off.
You could show your future employer.
Here, check out the work I've been doing.
Check out the work of the commercial break. Our chances of finding
another. Maybe it could be a Monster Hunter thing.
Yeah. There could be like, get out of the log, or we can have that guy. That is a thing.
To where no one understands.
No one understands a fucking word that guy's saying, but it's funny. Whatever it is, it's funny. That's for sure. So,
or it could be a Teresa Caputo.
Oh yeah, Teresa Caputo. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go through her. Third thing she says is horseshit, and it's funny to me. You know what I've also found? I think I already told you this, but listening to the show at like 1.5x speed is actually much funnier than the regular show. I don't know why. Maybe it's the chipmunk voices.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a little more punchy if you listen to it on speed and a half. So, you know, this year's been an interesting year for the Green family. We have a new one coming in just a couple of weeks here. And then we lost Nico the Smelly Ghost
Dog.
We did.
R.I.P.
So,
Nico.
R.I.P. Nico.
He's still with us.
His smell is still with us. Yeah. His stink is right over there.
Aww,
it's amazing how this, like, the whole house seemed to have some, like, a little bit of the Nico stink because Nico was everywhere.
Yes.
But the stink is gone. It's amazing how that happens. Once the dead dog is actually dead and you get it out of your house, there's no more smell.
Yeah.
Although I did love Nico. I do have to say that.
We all loved Nico.
Yeah, it was sad. That was a tough week there. But now we have this other dog. Her name is Blue. She's been around for a while. You hear her in the back of the show often, barking at nothing whatsoever. She is an absolutely obnoxious dog, but she's my absolutely obnoxious dog.
Yes.
And I've had her since she was youngin'. And
A baby.
And so a funny thing happened. It used to be that when Nico and Blue were around, I was at my wit's end with both of them, right? It's not like I don't abuse dogs. I don't hit them or anything like that.
No.
But I was finding myself being really
irritated.
I was so irritated. Nico! Blue! Stop it! Shut up! Quiet! Stop it! All the time. When Nico went away, Blue calmed down. Like, Blue, I think, actually probably felt threatened by Nico, or never really liked Nico in the first place, as evidenced by many attacks that happened in the house. But Blue started calming down, and I got a new appreciation for Blue. Like, I was like, oh, you know what?
She hasn't come down whenever I walk.
No, she hasn't come down. No, she's not going to show that to anybody else. She just does that in the silence of her own. She's really calm when we're not here. She's really calm. She's perfect when we're not here. But I found that she has calmed down a little bit. And then, like, I feel this is my dog. I don't know that I'm ever going to have another one. I hope so, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to raise children, and a puppy is not coming in the mix anytime soon. I'm telling you that, no matter how much they ask. So I'm like, oh, I really got to make sure that we keep Blue in good health and good spirits so that she sticks around for a while. So we took her to the vet. I was like, let me get a little checkup on Blue just to make sure everything's a little physical, just to make sure everything's okay. Well, the first thing that the vet noticed that he has is not gone unnoticed. He's told us this before, but it really opened my eyes. He put her on that scale. And it said 19 pounds. It's a fucking Yorkie. It's the fattest thing you've ever seen. It is so, she is so roly-poly. And this all started when she started getting a lot of anxiousness and started barking and all this crap. We would have these sticks, like these rawhide sticks, yeah, that we would give to her. And it would shut her up for 5 to 6 seconds.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, snap into a Slim Jim. Why, Brian, 3,000? Those things, those rawhide bones, are so bad for dogs. It's like if you and I were to sit around eating Krispy Kremes all day long.
Yeah.
They're good. They'll keep your mouth occupied for a few minutes, yes, but they're not going to help your long-term health. You know right. what I'm saying? So Blue has gone through the same thing, but with these rawhide sticks. Now, we stopped giving them to her years ago because we realized that she was getting a little roly-poly, so we found another treat that was a little bit less, you know, egregious. But she must have had thousands of those sticks. I mean, we give her 5 or 6 a day because it would shut her up for 5 to 6 minutes. So we were like, well, just give her the stick. Just let you know. Shut up, Blue. Well, the vet looks at Astrid and goes, hey, Astrid, the dog is 19 pounds. Even a big Yorkie is only 12 pounds. The dog weighs twice as much as it does normally. So Astrid comes in and she's like, if we want to keep this dog around, we really got to get her slimmed down. She can't be walking around like this. She's a big fat fatty. We got to like slim her down a little bit.
New year, new you.
New year, new year, you.
New year, new Blue.
New year, new Blue. Look at that. You heard it here last. So Astrid goes researching on the internet, as she does, mm-hmm, and she finds this, I don't know what it's called, you know, eat right for dogs or whatever, you know, it's like a really super ultra premium food for dogs that's freshly made with real meat, blood, and bones and all the stuff that they would normally eat out there in the wild, wild vegetables and all this stuff. And they mush it up and then they send it to you in a frozen package. You got to de-thaw it. You got to weigh it out exactly. And it smells and looks kind of like people food. It looks like a little bit like a goulash or something. You know, it's like, it's goulash? Or is that the gulag? I don't know.
No, it's goulash. Okay. Yeah.
It looks a little
like
bit.
Like a stew?
Kind of like a stew, but like a little, like a mushy.
Yeah.
Like something you would feed a child, right? Okay. Mushy and smushy. But this shit is expensive.
Yeah,
it's like $24 for a week's worth of food. And normally I could get $24 for a week's worth of food at Sam's. It would last me 6 months. I could get one of those ultra big bags of, you know, kibbles and shits or whatever the fuck it is. You put it in the thing and she eats it.
Kibbles and shits and shits and
yeah,
shits and
kibbles and shits.
So now commercial.
Kibbles and bits and bits and bits and bits. I do remember that commercial. Meow, 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 meow. So here's what's happening at the Green household now. So we got a kid on the way. We got in-laws in the house. We got mass chaos everywhere we look. And now Blue has gone from that. She had like a little lull, a little period of calm and quiet. And now Chrissy.
She's amped back
up. She will not leave my side. Thing about Blue is she thinks she's a person. So when people are talking, she thinks she needs to talk, right? So Chrissy and I will be having a conversation, and Blue will be like, yeah. And you're like, shut up. And the more you say shut up, the more she barks, right? Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, when she wants food or she wants something from you, she will stand in front of you, no matter where you go. She will follow you, and then she will stand in front of you, and she'll be like, so Blue is now continually hungry. She's like a dog who hasn't been fed, because when you give them,
was she on the diet?
Yes.
Okay. And well, when you, that's like a person too.
So you have to weigh this shit out like by the milligram. So it's like, take this package of pre-produced mush, and weigh it out in 32 gram servings and then feed it to the dog, because you're supposed to weigh, they make this food exactly for Blue. You go, you type in her weight, her height, her breed, and all this other stuff, and they tell you exactly how much to feed it so that she can lose weight and still feel full. They are full of fucking shit, Chrissy, because I took 32 grams of this dog food is less than a teaspoon, tablespoon of food. It's a tiny amount of food.
Oh, yeah. How many times do you feed it a day?
Twice.
Whoa. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that is
two tablespoons. And now we're not giving her treats because we know that those treats are just bad for her. I give her one treat a day that she takes medicine with it. She takes Xanax for dogs. She takes Prozac. I'll tell that story in a second. But so I give her this food. Chrissy, she goes absolutely fucking apeshit for this food.
She loves it.
She's crazy about it. She's like pushing the bowl around. She's trying to chew on the bowl. She went bananas. She loves this food. But I can only give her the very smallest amount of this food. It's like me on this stupid fucking diet that I am. I'm constantly hungry. I can't eat anything. It's driving me crazy. So Blue, whatever calmness she gained by getting the threat out of the house, or whatever she saw Nico as, has now been superseded by the fact that she is hungry. Her tummy is growling. She's got to lose 7 pounds for a dog that's only 19 pounds. That's a lot of fucking weight.
It is. That really is.
And I can't feed her anything else. And it's driving me nutty now. So now everybody's is crazed because Blue's on a diet. The whole house has to suffer because Blue's on a diet. So I'm kind of making a decision in my head that I don't care anymore. I'm just going to feed her. I'm just going to feed her what she wants to eat. I'm just going to feed her a bunch of food. Now I know how those people on my 600-pound life get 600 pounds when they can't even get to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And everybody else is bringing them food. I watch that 600-pound life. I watch it. It's fascinating. It's sad in a lot of ways, but it's fascinating to see how somebody can get themselves in this kind of condition. But it's an addiction. Mm-hmm. And it's not something they can put down because you have to fucking eat to live.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can just stage an intervention, take all the drugs away from them, put them in a rehab center and say no more drugs, because you have to give them the drug that they crave so often. Mm-hmm. But I watch this and without fail, it's the same fucking thing every time. Johnny's 780 pounds, can't get out of bed, got bed sores, got sick, you know, all kind of conditions, taking a bunch of medications. But there's always some fucking moron in their life that's ordering them 2 65-inch pizzas from Papa fucking John's every 6 seconds, or bringing them 30 sticks of bacon and, you know, 75 eggs and pancakes. And
that would be you.
That's me.
I know.
I am the enabler in this relationship. I have been the guy ordering 65-inch pizzas for my fucking dog forever. I gave her 5 sticks a day for 2 years, unknowingly.
Yeah.
Unknowingly, causing her to get fat, to get big, to get too heavy for her little frame. And now I'm going through the pangs of what it must be. It's like having an addict withdraw from heroin in your house. She's going fucking bananas, Chrissy. Bananas.
And it's going to take a little while for the stomach to shrink.
We've been doing this for a couple weeks now. I don't think that's from, I think it's her head that needs to shrink. She's crazy. So now I understand a little bit of the psychology that goes on with these my 600-pound life people, is that when the people are enabling them, you don't want someone bitching at you all day long.
Yeah.
You don't want someone fussing and complaining at you all day. You know what you do? You go buy them the Funyuns, 15-pound bag of Funyuns or whatever it is. Chrissy, have you ever watched that My 600-Pound Life?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I watched an episode the other day. And the girl for breakfast has 12 scrambled eggs, a packet of bacon, 3 waffles, and homemade biscuits that her mom makes her. Right? That's what she has. Then she gets in the car. Her mom goes to work. And then she gets in the car an hour later. And she goes to Mickey fucking Donald's or whatever it is. And she gets herself 2 double quarter pounders with cheese, 2 french fries, a milkshake, and barbecue sauce, right? Because that's barbecue sauce. That's a barbecue sauce. Why not?
Yeah, like, why not?
I feel like that mom. I feel like Blue is...
God Blue can't drive.
Thank God Blue can't talk. She can't call Child Protective Services because I'd be in trouble. Like Doggy Protective Services. It's unbelievable. And, we already got her on this anti-anxiety medication, right? Yeah. And so you get it through the whatever, the, you know, pill mill, whatever, pet pills or whatever the fuck you're
all the vet?
Yeah, no, no. It's a service that sends you pills.
Okay.
The vet writes a prescription, and then you get it at a discount for using pet pills, and you put it on an auto
mail order.
Mail order pills. This is another thing we all got a problem with. The mail order fucking pills.
Yeah.
So the mail order pill place accidentally doesn't get the prescription. So now I got to go do it the old way. I got to go to the vet. I got to get the pill prescription, and then I got to bring it to the pharmacy. I go to fucking CVS.
Does the regular pharmacy have the stuff for dogs?
It's the same medication you give a human.
Oh, okay.
Same Prozac. It's not actually Xanax. It's Prozac, right? It's the same Prozac. It's just in a much smaller dose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a child's dose or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we've been giving her this for a long time. Doesn't do a fucking thing. I don't know why we're giving her this fucking Prozac. I have no idea why we continue to do this. But we're given this medication. So I go to CVS. The confusion in the CVS to try and get a dog prescription in a human name is it's unbelievable. They could not figure out for the life of them who I was getting the prescription for, why I was getting the prescription, and who the prescription's name was under. I was like, the name is Blue Green, you know, 12/1/2019 or whatever her fucking birth date is.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a second. Let me get this straight.
You promised to a three-year-old?
You're 3 years old? And I said, no, it's not for me. My name's not Blue Green. My name's Brian Green. So it's under Brian Green. No, it's under Blue Green. That's my dog. So wait, this is a canine prescription? It is. Well, it should be under the canine's name. Okay, Blue Green. Blue is the first name. Green is the last name. Okay, listen, I'm going to spell it out for you. I have a dog. Sometimes people get dogs. They have them in their house. They're little pets that run around on the floor. Sometimes they're fucking crazy because you're not feeding them enough food. And you got to feed them pills. So I'm just trying to get a fucking prescription for my dog. It took the guy 20 fucking minutes to figure this out, Chrissy. 20 minutes, this guy behind CVS pharmacy computer screen. The other thing is... Why are the people at the pharmacy always typing so much stuff? I'm only giving them a little bit of information. I say 1/2/1997 for the dog's whatever birth date, and the guy spends 5 minutes typing stuff in. He's like,
"That's true."
I'm like, "Are you spelling that out in Arabic? True. What are you doing? Is that hieroglyphs? What are you doing?"
They're making notes.
Yeah, they're making notes
as to how all crazy you seem.
Yeah, Gab hat in front of counter wants Prozac for his 3-year-old child. Who he calls a dog. He's pressing the emergency alarm button underneath.
Right.
We're getting robbed of Prozac. He's selling. But I swear to God, he's like typing in for like 5 minutes. And he's like, well, I don't have a Blue Green here. And I'm like, oh my God. So I call my wife and I say, Astrid, who is the dog? What is? Do we have an account for the dog? Yes, we have an account for the dog. It's Blue Green. Finally, we get this straightened out. Now, listen to this. Now, I want you to listen to this, okay? It's Blue's name under the account, but it's my birth date. So the dog is 40-something fucking years old, according to this man. He says, well, you got the dog's birth date wrong. The dog's birth date is, you know, September whatever, 1970 whatever. And I'm like, no, the dog is only 10 years old. The dog is only 9 years old. It's actually not 40. It says here it's 40-something years old. And I said, I just got to tell you something. Most dogs don't live to 40 years old. Well, it says on the computer, and, you know, it's illegal to put a wrong birth date on prescription.
Oh, God.
So now there's a prescription sitting in my house that does not have Blue's name on it. It's got my name and her birth date and my birth date and her name. It's fucking crazy what we go through for these animals. And then now they want to clean her teeth. You know how much the teeth cleaning costs? $7,000 because they got to put them under. They got to get an x-ray and they're going to pull teeth and they're going to clean it. I don't know what's going on with this dog, Chrissy. I'm trying my best, you know?
You thought you were getting a sweet little puppy.
I told Astrid.
I got to get some cocaine.
I told Astrid when we got this dog. I said, Astrid, you know, she had just gotten here.
Chrissy.
You know how many times I've called Astrid Chrissy?
Oh,
a lot.
Do you know how many times I've called Jeff Brian?
Oh, my God. That's just, that gets a smile on her face every time. Nothing like making your spouses, nothing like convincing your spouses that the commercial break is good for everybody involved and start calling your wife by your co-host's name. As if the commercial break doesn't take up enough of our time.
No.
So I say to Astrid before we get this dog. Now she's new to the country.
Yeah.
You know, she says, listen, I've never even had dogs inside. Like they're outside. They're guard dogs. Yes. The dogs that I've had growing up. But I think it might be cool to have a dog, and that way we've got a little something, and I've got someone to keep me company for, you know, the first couple of months she was here. She couldn't work, she couldn't drive, stuff like that. And so I said, oh, okay, you know, let's get a dog. And she spends time researching, and she says, I found it. And she shows me that picture of that little fucking Yorkie. And it was cute. It was tiny and
adorable.
It was cute. Adorable. But I knew enough about dogs to know the following. The smaller the dog, the harder they are to deal with. The bigger the dog, they're just kind of like big lovey lug nuts, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a big dog, it's just kind of like a big lovey lug nut, unless you have a highly trained German Shepherd or something. And so my opinion was, let's get a Frazzadoodle or whatever the fuck they're doing these days. Yeah. Let's get a Frazzadoodle, and that way we can, you know.
Yeah, they're basically breeding everything with poodles.
Yeah, they breed everything with poodles because it's cute.
Labradoodle.
Yeah. A Maltipoodle. Yeah, a Maltipoo, a Doodlepoo, a Pootydoodle.
Frazzadoodle.
A Yorkie Pootydoodle. Yeah, Frazzadoodle, whatever it is. So I said, I'll never forget, right as we're driving to go get this dog, I say, now, I just want you to know, I think this dog is going to be yappy. I think it's going to be difficult to control. It's going to be difficult to train. And I think it's going to be yappy. Are you sure you want this breed of dog before we go spend this money on this dog in this trailer park in the middle of nowhere, Georgia? And she says, no, listen, you know, I think it's going to be fine. They're cute. I did a little research. Yeah, she might be a little barky, but that's our job. Our job is to, little did we know.
Right.
Little did we know. This dog has been inbred 35. It's the smartest inbred dog I've ever met in my entire life. She is so highly intelligent, yet so fucking stupid. And I
remember coming over after you had gotten Blue.
Frazzadoodle.
The Frazzadoodle. And she was wild.
Oh, my God.
Wild.
Wild. She was like running around in circles. Okay. Do you know?
They'll get her trained.
I want to explain to the audience who hasn't been through this with me, because you got here like halfway through the dog owning. But we have been through 3 dog trainers, 4 dog psychologists, and a specialized dog something. I don't even know what it was. We have spent thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars trying to get this dog to shut the fuck up. It never worked. There was one guy, dog trainer, he was trying to do a TV show, right? He wanted to be the next Cesar Millan.
Cesar, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you know how many times I've written to Cesar Millan? Many, many times. Many times. He won't listen.
Please
to me.
Don't.
Yeah, even he knows. He's like, nope.
That's a lost cause.
I've sent a video and he was like, nope.
I'm not putting that on my show.
I'm 32 for zero on my show. I'm not taking on a lost cause. He goes, it's an inbred Yorkie, not doing it.
Seen this before.
It's a fat inbred Yorkie, not doing it. Not doing it. So we had this one dog trainer comes over and he says, so we spend like, I don't know, countless hours on the phone talking, sending emails and, you know, talking about behaviors, videos and all this stuff that he has to have before he shows up. This guy's like such a fucking prima donna. You know, he just wants to know everything. He's going to be the preeminent thought leader on dog behavior, according to himself.
Yes.
And he's full of fucking himself. But I figure if he's full of himself, he's got confidence.
Maybe there's something to back it up,
mm-hmm. right? So this guy calls me a couple days beforehand and he says, listen, I'm actually trying to put together a television show, reality television show about my dog training. And so the production company would like to come over and they would like to film a couple of these sessions. And I'm going to have some assistants with me who I'm also training to be my assistants in this dog training mm-hmm. business.
Yep.
Right. And he says, so would it be okay if we all did a session together? And I'm thinking to myself, well, fuck, whatever gets the job done. Like,
sure.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You can fucking, you know, fly in Tom Cruise. I don't give a shit. Just shut her up. Like, I just want some sleep. That's all I want.
Yeah.
So this guy comes out. We meet at a park. It's like the second time we trained. The first time, the guy didn't have much success. He had like this methodology. He had a clicker and I don't know, something wrapped around it. He had like something on his belt and he was like, it was like a gong. It was like every time he'd shake his hips and it'd be like, bong, bong. It was like the weirdest thing. And he had this clicker. He'd be like, click, 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 click. And Blue, at first, I thought he was actually, I thought he walked in and magically trained Blue. But what I found was she was just scared shitless of the guy. And after 15 minutes, she just started barking again. And he would just click louder and he bong, click, bong, click, bong. He's like shaking his hips like Elvis at Blue with this clicker. Bong, 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 bong. Okay. All right. So we didn't make much progress on the first one. Second one, he says, listen, I'm going to get her out in the wild. Like, let's get her out in an environment where she can see other people and other dogs. And I'm like, are you going to...
Click, click, bong, bong.
Click, click, bong, bong. Just imagine a guy who has got like a fanny pack right on his balls. But it's a little gong, and he's like swinging his nuts and making the bong sound.
I'm picturing it. It's okay. Funny.
So now he wants to go out in the wild with this contraption, okay. And I'm like, knock yourself out, kid. Whatever. Just shut her up. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
He's
works.
Got these two young girls with him, and they look clueless as shit. And you know, he's like, notice how when I gong, she, you know, she backs off. And I'm like, most women are going to back up after you're thrusting your ball gong at them. Like, your ball gong, your bong. Listen, you got your dong gong. You got your dong. You got your dong gong hanging over there. She's scared of you.
Notice how she backs up.
Yeah, notice how she backs up. Notice how all the women in the room
notice
back
how
up.
Everyone yeah. backs up.
When your dong gong gets going, you're clicking at us. You got your dong gong.
How is he going to see this?
Okay, so he's got his dong gong and his clicker. And now he's like, let's go meet at the park. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Why is this, what the hell? I'm $10,000 into this already. Why not? Let's go. Let's go. We'll go to the park. You bring your dong gong. I'll bring the dog. So we go to the park. And Blue is a fucking hot mess, right?
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't know. She's so anxious. She doesn't know how to control herself in any environment whatsoever, let alone a park full of people. At this time, she's just kind of a puppy. She's still like a year and a half old. She doesn't know what to do. And so he's got his dong gong and his clicker, and he's walking down the pathway, and he's like, you know. So he puts her on a lead, like a choker, right? And he's like, he's basically dragging the dog along the path while he's doing his dong gong and his clicker. He's like, dong gong, dong gong.
Click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click. And Blue's like limp-legged, like being dragged across the trail. So Blue finally decides, I've had enough of the dong gong and the clicker. I'm revolting here. This is embarrassing for all of us. I'm revolting. Quite frankly, I didn't blame her at this point. I was on Blue's side.
Yeah.
So Blue just lays down.
Yeah.
She just lays down and, like, you know, he clicks his clicker, click, 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 click. You know, he's got this dong gong. He's trying to, you know, get her to go. The other two girls are looking at, and this guy is getting increasingly upset.
Yeah.
He's not very good with his own emotions.
No, well, and dogs can sense that.
Yeah, of course they can, right? And Blue's fully scared of this man, and now I understand why. And I wish I remembered his name, because I would say it out loud here on the podcast and tell you to stay away from the dong gong guy. But he literally picks Blue up by the choker and drags her and lifts her up in the air about 3.5 feet.
Jeez.
And Astrid and I were like, no, 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 no. Yeah. Well, you got to understand, you got to use a little force. And I'm like, no, 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 dude, we're not going to use a little force here. That's not what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for you to drag my dog along a path with the fucking choker.
Yeah.
Like, it's just me, right? If you want to wear a dong gong and point your clicker at everybody, that's fine. Feel free. But don't take it out on poor Blue. Like, you know, she's not paying attention to what you're doing, and you're embarrassed in front of your whatever they are people. Don't take it out on the dog, because it's just not a fair assessment. We paid this guy thousands of dollars, and it was supposed to be like a 16-week course where he's going to come over once or twice a week. We only got through two sessions, because after that session, I was done. We have spent so much money trying to get this dog. But you know what I decided? I don't know, a couple years ago, many years ago, I decided
to give up.
I said it, let Blue be Blue. That's exactly it. Give up. I give up. I give up. No more dong gongs. No more clickers. No more fancy dog psychologists.
Roll out the pee pads for the entire house.
Oh. we have pee pads. This house is just one big litter box for Blue. It's one big noisy litter box for Blue. We had another guy came over. He came over with his wife, and they had a franchise for some dog training business, and they wrote out this whole plan for Blue, and like they pushed the paper over the table like they were closing me. I was already paying them. Like they were closing me. They're like, do you agree with this? Do you agree Blue needs this stuff? And I was like, what am I, buying a timeshare? I got a dog. It needs training. Can we figure this out together? Well, they push it over the table and they're like, your dog needs this, 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 and this. And I'm like, okay, so what are we doing here? And so he says, well, if you sign up today, you're going to
get
a $600 discount on the $33,000 services. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fucking, no. Show me. Oh, and what did these people do? These people had the, I forget what they had. They either had the spray bottle. No. What they had is they had a thing, a noisemaker that went shh, shh, shh. So what they were doing is they had a machine that made this noise.
Yeah.
But then they also had their mouth. So they came over and they just went like this to Blue the whole time. Shh, 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 shh. And I'm like, guys, you don't think we've tried that? You don't think in the year and a half that I've been sitting here listening to this dog bark that I tried shh or quiet? Come on, guys. They had this machine. They were like, well, this machine comes with the program. And I'm like, I don't need a machine to go shh. I already been doing that for 2 years. It's not working. I don't know what to do with Blue. I just don't know, Chrissy.
I think it is what it is.
I think you gotta let Blue be Blue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The dong gong gongs when the dong gong gongs. When you're listening to this episode is definitely called the dong gong. Oh my God. You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And I'll keep it short because you already know. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383 is how you get a hold of us directly. It's not a spam text message line. You can send us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all through text message to 855-TCB-8383. If you're brave, leave a voicemail. We want to know about your favorite moment from season number 3. That's all of 2022. Any episode, any clip, any moment, text us. Please let us know. We've got a special surprise between season 3 and season 4, and we want you involved. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also send us a message there, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video. Better yet, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch full episodes in a whole new light. Watching the video version will give you extra tickles right in your pickles. One more tiny little favor, if you are ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes, or go to the website that we mention on those advertisements so that the sponsors know we're doing a wonderful job. Let's listen to a word from those wonderful financial sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com this holiday season. Their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable, get cozy, get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com, and we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, well, it's getting toward the end of the year.
Yeah, we're a little punchy.
I had so much to talk about, and I got off on a tangent about my dog. We're getting toward the end of the year, and Chrissy, I wanted to take one last check-in with our friends over at ITV to
find out exactly
what they were up to, and this is a couple of months old, as is most of the content we put out, but I actually found a lady...
Semi-fresh.
You heard it here last, folks. But I actually found a lady, them talking to a lady who married a ghost on Halloween here in the studio.
What?
So our friends at The Morning Show at ITV are marrying a woman on the
Morning
Show.
Now, unlike our own family, our next guest was always skeptical of growing.
Okay. All right. We got to describe this a little bit. So The Morning Show is two British people on ITV that do a daily morning show. They'll do anything. It's like a variety show. They'll talk to anybody. Yeah. I fucked a ghost. I have sex with a tree. I have babies with giraffes. I mean, they'll figure out anything, right?
Sugar daddies.
They do it all. Yeah. They entertain the British public, and they entertain us throughout the years. We just love it.
Because they do it seriously.
Yeah. They take the most ridiculous things, and they turn it into serious noshing.
Yes.
And so now this is obviously the Halloween episode because they're dressed up like the
Wednesday
and whatever his name is,
Cousin It.
That's right.
Up with the paranormal.
He makes a convincing Cousin It. He does. By the way, I must say.
But that all changed one evening when she fell head over heels in love with a ghost called Eduardo.
I literally just felt...
I feel like that's racist. I don't know why.
Eduardo.
This burning sensation in my heart. I was propelled forward.
What's that?
Was that Nick Lachey?
No, that's not Nick Lachey. But it looks like Nick Lachey.
This is the new Love is Blind Halloween edition.
He's taking a break from his 7-second appearance on his own show called Love is Blind to come on ITV.
In my heart, I was propelled forward. Then it literally went cold. This hand, like, grabbed my arm and threw it back. It's kind of like been a year and a half now that this presence has been around, and it's just got progressively more intense. He left with the words saying, "I love you."
Another woman being seduced by a ghost. I don't know what's going on in England, but there's a lot of women being seduced by ghosts.
Human men are hard to find.
Yeah, human men are hard to find and they're hard to get rid of. They just keep coming.
Mentioned it a lot.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, love is love.
Enjoy
your life.
The heart wants what the heart wants. Well, what about when you don't have heart? Because you're physically not there.
Right.
The spirit wants what the spirit wants. We've just evolved into a different state of being.
Very spiritual.
Yeah, I'm holding space for that.
I'm holding space for
your ghost sex. Would you please come to my ghost wedding on TV on Halloween morning? Of course I will. I'm holding space for that.
It's unusual.
It is unusual, but their supernatural love story doesn't end there because later on today, Brocard and Eduardo will be getting married in a special Halloween ceremony.
Well, ahead of the wedding...
She's dressed like the Queen of Sheba. What the fuck is going on there? This woman who is going to get ready to marry a ghost looks like a ghost herself.
She's dressed as, like, what was that? Malevolent? What was that?
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Yeah. Yeah.
Maleficent? Yeah, it's Maleficent.
With Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
I think she's joining us now. It's lovely to see you.
Welcome. Happy wedding day.
Thank you. Yes.
So just...
happy wedding day.
Look, there's a ghost dog. Is that Nico?
Nico. Nico's there. Nico made it.
Oh, my God. There's a bone dog.
There's a bone dog standing next to her. Sitting next to her.
Remind us how you met Eduardo.
Well, he was... It was an unconventional meeting, let's say that.
Kind of murder.
It was an unconventional meeting.
There
I
was
made
a
it
murder
up.
Murder of the street. Next thing.
I killed my husband, and then the next day his body started to smell. The murderer wants what the murderer wants. What can I say?
Passed into my bedroom in the dead of night and kind of captivated me. Sent sensations all over my body, and that was our first.
This whole thing is so cockamamie.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. But they're acting like this
is the most
real.
Serious thing
the
that's ever happened.
The one guy has his head tilted.
Yeah, he's like, you know how when you're making fun of people, but not quite, and you tilt your head a little bit?
Are
I have
sure?
such a bad poker face, so I don't get, I probably couldn't do this, but this is like clear horseshit, and they know it, but they are taking it so seriously.
Yeah.
And there's something about the British people. They always seem so sincere. You know, they always had that look on your face.
Or at least they know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
they're
they do
authoritative.
Know what they do. Yeah, that's right. It comes out with a British accent, you believe it.
So he's Victorian.
He's a Victorian soldier, yes.
Right.
And so how do you...
Good day. Good day.
He's a Victorian soldier.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. He's a Victorian soldier. Right.
Tits on. Tits on.
God.
You sort of communicate with him. I mean, if this is a relationship in the sense of like other people would have a relationship, is it a physical relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Only with a ghost that can't feel me or see me, or I can't hear it or talk to it. Only, it's kind of like a real relationship.
It's almost there.
I'm almost there. I kind of struck out a little bit in love, so I've made up a friend.
So he communicates by putting sensations through my body. So when he's around, I'll feel like I'm being embraced, like a kind of warm hug. And if there's things that he's really, really unhappy about, he will like send chills down my body and things like that.
I think that's just bad gas, darling.
And we're sometimes when we're kind of trying to get more conversational, we'll kind of converse via candlelight. So he'll flicker a candle as a sign of saying yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's very interesting.
So are we starting?
Oh, my God. This is like the blue of people over here.
Your introduction by saying that you were initially very skeptical about the supernatural. Now, if you're skeptical about the supernatural and you're suddenly a ghost bursts into your bedroom in the dead of night, I mean, that would be enough to probably finish me off.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's one.
Well, there's a lot of things that have finished me off. But if I got me a ghost in me bedroom, it could finish me off too. Has the ghost ever finished you off? Righto. Righto.
Those things that before I didn't have any kind of... I wasn't one of those people that believed in ghosts. I didn't have a preference either way,
look
if that makes
now.
Sense.
And
look at me now. I'm here on ITV in front of all God's witnesses. Marrying a ghost.
Marrying a
ghost. Let's talk to my ghost friend, shall we? Peter, are you there? Peter?
Yes, darling. It's me.
How are you feeling, darling?
I'm growing a leg, thinking about having sex with you later. I've got a ghost boner right now. Let's put on the dong gong so you can tell where I am in the house.
his force. Didn't it scare you?
It completely terrified me the first time I met him. It was unnerving. Like, I sat up in bed and I had tears streaming down my face. And it was really, really intense. And I think it was the fact that it was so intense that kind of converted me into believing that there had to be something that did this to me.
I felt that way after bad sticky icky. I mean, I just think that I just think you had a bad trip.
No, seriously.
To be something that, you know, there had to be something to it.
So you got used to the relationship, you're now very much in love, and in fact, last time when you came on to talk about it, you told that here. What is it?
He's here.
Is he? Well, I should hope so.
Oh, my God. What just happened there? Let's play the tape back there. Her hat fell off, and did she pull it down herself? Let's go to the tail of the tape on this one, folks. We're going to have to do an instant replay. We don't do this often on the commercial break, but I want to see what kind of horse shit ITV is up to. So she's got this.
It's a big pile of it.
You got to understand if you can't see it, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. It is a big pile of horse shit. She's got this big crown on her head.
It's like a Game of Thrones.
You're like a Game of Thrones.
Crown, but it's all black.
Yeah, it's all black with like diamondy things on it. And it's obviously heavy and sitting on her head. I think it just falls off. And then she claims that the ghost did it.
Much in love, and in fact, last time when you came on to talk about it, you told that here. What is it?
He's here.
Is he? Well, I should hope so too. It's your wedding day.
Welcome.
Spot on, Alan. It's me, Frankie BBC. Look at my body. Oh, I guess you can't look at my body. I'm here in the spirit world just affecting physical things here and there because that's what we do.
What a load.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Look
but also
her.
So entertaining.
I know, it's so entertaining. So this woman who's getting married really looks like she looks scared.
She does. But no.
Where is he?
I'm feeling his package right now.
Here's his dong.
I'm looking for his dong gong. His clicker is right behind his dong gong. I hear the dong and then I know the clicker's coming.
What is happening?
It's the hostess.
She's doing that noise. They're really like hamming it up.
I know. This is not what I'm used to on the ITV show.
You see him?
No, definitely not. Definitely not here. And you'd think that I would be able to see him.
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
Oh my God.
Well, that's fair enough.
Well, this is just offensive. Bring a ghost into my fucking studio. How rude.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry.
Can't you see him?
No, definitely not. Definitely not here. And you'd think that I would be able to see him.
You'd think.
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
Oh my God.
Well, that's fair enough.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, and cue the music, by the way. Yeah. Like, as if you didn't believe this enough. Yeah, they cue some spooky music.
Worry.
He's a bit rude.
I'm not marrying him.
No, I know.
So it is... Welcome. Wherever he is, it is your wedding day today. You're going straight to the church.
Yeah,
you found quite difficult to find a
dong. Dong, dong,
dong, dong,
dong, dong, da dong, 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 my gong. All the dogs in town are sitting still. By the way, nothing like getting married in the church to a ghost. How does a pope feel about that one?
Or in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio. I mean, if you're going to get married to a ghost, you might as well do it on ITV.
Yeah, you have to.
You?
Yeah, because I think there's a little bit of an issue in terms of like religion and the afterlife, and not all priests believe in... He's really ruined my crown.
See, I told you. Her crown just fell off her head, and now she's pretending like the ghost did it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eduardo.
Why has he done that?
Maybe he doesn't like it. Do you think it's a sign?
That crown's stupid. I don't know.
Well, the thing is that...
I told you not to wear that fucking thing. It just looks stupid. Now you've embarrassed both of us. What's my family going to think when you show up with that ridiculous headpiece on? I know I'm wearing a dongong. It's my traditional Victorian garb. Yeah. We all wore dongongs back then. It's how we protected our dongs. If something was heading toward our dongs, we would know because it would gong. Hence the name dongong. Now get this fat host out of here. Let me do the rest of the show. You go change. Embarrassed us both. As if my mother doesn't hate you enough.
The last time you came on here and talked about him, he ghosted you for a week.
He did ghost me for...
What?
Go on one, go on one. Okay, let's center it on Gene. There, go on two, go on two. Don't forget the ghosting joke. Okay. Gotta throw that in there.
Wait. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't approve of being spoken about.
So maybe he doesn't.
I don't know what's going on. It's Halloween and everyone's going crazy on this show.
They're drunk, I think.
Well, I would be too if I had to talk to the lady who was getting married to a ghost.
Maybe he doesn't like you coming on the telly and talking about him. Maybe you should take that off as well.
I actually can't even take it off. Like, it's literally just there now, isn't it?
It's fine.
Eduardo has ruined my wedding day by making me look like an idiot on TV.
Him. Like, is this
I mean, I think, I don't know. It's not looking good, is it?
I don't know.
Is this about the bachelor party again? I told you, we go to strip clubs because no one notices. I'm literally grinding up against the strippers. They can't even feel it. It's the best thing ever.
It's hard for us to, I mean, you can't judge about somebody else's relationship. You've got to go on how you feel in this situation.
Yeah, and I think we should definitely ditch the crown for the ceremony.
I would think that
is quite a strong protest against
Eduardo. I wonder whether there is any way that you could, make my script move or something. If there's anything you could do.
Dick.
Yeah, okay. Could you possibly give me a hand, Shandy?
Just to prove you're real.
Just to prove you're real. It's not a gay thing. It's not gay if it's a ghost.
Can you make my script move?
Can you make my script move? Can you reach under my dong-dong with your clicker? Can you give the top of my penis a love tap? This is so stupid. This has really gotten ridiculous. Oh my god!
Do you hope not future with him?
Me standing at the altar after this?
No, I have. Well, I hope.
How will you know?
Well, I'll feel his presence.
How will you know? He's so good. This host is so good.
He really is.
You don't think he'll leave me at the altar, do you? How would you know? How would any of us know? I guess that's the point, isn't it?
Right.
Oh dear.
Well, I hope it all goes well.
So do I. Yeah. I'm worried.
Best
now.
Of luck.
Well, don't be worried. Don't be worried.
Best to you.
Best to you and your dongong.
No, go off the telly and have a cup of tea with Eduardo. Yeah. Light a candle and.
Yeah, I'll have to woo him back again. Exactly. Write him another song.
You did that last time with your song that you wrote, which I think you're walking down the aisle to, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's called Haunted. So yeah, it's about our super.
It's called Haunted.
And it's on Spotify right now.
Horn tits? Is that what you said?
No, not horn tits. Haunted. Horn tits. What are you talking about?
It sounded like horn tits.
Yeah, I think you're like my wife. She has no comprehension of an English accent. If there's an English accent, she needs subtitles.
I like horn tits better than haunted.
I like horn tits better than haunted too. It's called Haunted and it's available on my YouTube channel. Spotify and anywhere you find your music.
Natural romance.
Well, happy wedding day.
Thank you.
Have a lovely afternoon. Oh, make sure you take Eduardo with him. Please don't leave him in our studio.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be here, so I'll take him with me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll see you next time you have to promote some shitty song you wrote for your ghost boyfriend. Oh my god. Well, folks, you can't claim that we're not entertaining. At least not to myself. I find myself highly entertaining.
I find you highly entertaining.
Well, thank you. That's one fan I got out there. One fan. And I find you highly entertaining,
thank
too.
Thank you, Brian.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well.
I really don't. But we'll find out in season...
to the rescue.
But we'll find out in season four as you're replaced by a ghost wearing a dong-gong.
Call Hortense.
I'm going to call Hortense to see if she can get on air. I'm going to get the clicker out for season four. I'm just going to click at you.
I think I'm going to click at you.
Make sure you bring the dong-gong. That's what really gets them. That's what gets the dogs all scared.
Duh.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the saga continues. In 2023, will Brian spend more money on his dog? It's the world's most expensive Yorkie. And I don't even carry her in like a purse or anything. But you know what? We did start taking her outside.
Well, she's too heavy to do that.
She's way too heavy. She's 20 pounds. My wife isn't even supposed to lift our dog because she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's how heavy the dog is.
Yep.
How ridiculous. Poor dog.
Well, just suffer through this for a little while she gets used to the food.
I'm going to power through. I talk a lot of shit, but we're going to power through because I really do want her to be around for a while. She's good with my children, and that's the one thing that has saved her ass.
That is.
Well, not only my responsibility to her, because I actually got her, and I'm not going to be one of those shitheads that drops the dog back, drops the dog at the pound or lets it go. Number one. Number two, she is good with the children.
She is. She really is.
Like, Nico was not good with the children, and he didn't bother them, like, bite them or anything. He just didn't want anything to do with them. He'd run away as soon as they came into the room. Blue, however, gets in the fray.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Well, because, there's dropped food to be had.
Her and Mia have this whole thing going on. There's part of the reason why she's so fat right now is because Mia takes half of her plate and just feeds it to Blue. While we're not looking.
I know. She's sneaky.
Yeah. She'll take a bite. She'll give it to Blue. Okay. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Text message, voicemail from anywhere around the world. TCBpodcast.com. That's all I can do today, Chrissy.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Bye. Bye.